Nano, we're in the podcast, bro. Only we haven't seen the episode yet. What?
This is. Yep. I think this is fun. And dude, Dotto, this is the last week we get to do this.
So. I know, bro, which is the only reason I'm participating. Because I want to see this episode. And I've been off the internet for 3 hours now. I'm twitching.
Yeah, same. All right. So I do have some questions. If you guys are just tuning into this, we just want to see, not take up too much time, but just see, Dotto, Beerus tie-in. Do you think this happens?
Dude, after seeing... I think it was Toasty. Toasty's the one that put me on this theory in our key moments chat. But that shot of like the Super Saiyan with the tail and like the red glow.
Yeah.
I like that theory a lot. All right. Mm-hmm. If that, you know, we were talking a lot of shit on the tie-in and the super timeline. Low key, the turnaround. This is the hater turnaround right here. If that's the tie-in, like Beerus's dream was like a vision of the Demon Realm shit. And that's why. And then that also opens it up. Like when he's like, this is not the power I thought it was. Dude, that could be a genius level tie-in. If Beerus is here, I hope that's why.
Yeah, no, same. So I have another question here. So we'll come back to this. Dragon Fist. Do you think we see the Dragon Fist?
Yes. No, I'm going to go no.
I actually don't think that's going to be here. Again, the whole thing is that this is a GT callback. This is sort of a love letter to GT. I last week I said maybe it's just a love letter all of Dragon Ball, because it kind of hits a bunch of different little notes here from all the different Dragon Ball series. But I just don't know how much they're jam packing in 20 minutes. So, anyways, I'm gonna go. I think it's likely, but I think my stance will be no. How about fusion? What are we thinking here?
Oh, brother, this
is
this
red herring. Was it a red herring?
This is a red herring, this needs to be added into the fucking Dragon Ball fan Geneva conventions, bro, because this shit should not be allowed to be a red herring. But
I agree. You don't dangle that in front of our eyes like that.
Yeah, this is like, even the comments, like, even like, this was the most agreed upon take I think we had, is people in the comments were like, nah, that's fucked up, man. Like, you can't do that to Dragon Ball fans. And I kind of low-key agree. I think it's too much. But... we got 20 minutes. All right. This shit, we got 20 minutes. Are we supposed to see a fusion, the climax, a little bit of Super Saiyan 4 Goku? How? Yeah, in 20 minutes, how, bro?
It's not even, that's why, like, I still believe it because of the whole comment I just made with GT. And guess what? Is one of the most iconic things, if not the most iconic thing from GT, is SSA 4 Gogeta. Like, I think if you've never seen GT, you've probably seen some of the sequences of him, like, bare minimum. So, he's one of the most iconic things. That's the only reason why I'm still leaning towards it, but...
Yes, I am too. I'm just saying, like, how, you know?
Yeah, how? Like, why do they even need it? Because, like, now it's adult SSA. Like, how freaking strong is this dumbass eye? Anyways, SSA 4 Vegeta.
No, I think this one is the biggest no.
Yeah, I think no as well. I agree. A super tie-in at all. Literally,
bro, just didn't want to write Moro. He didn't want to write Moro on here. That's great. Oh, you just mean timeline? Oh god, there is a Moro question. Super tie-in. I'll put this at the same percentage of like Beerus showing up. I think a super tie-in would be Beerus.
Okay. Three more. Times 10 Kamehameha. I think that's what we see.
That's guaranteed. Yeah, I think that's guaranteed.
Yeah. A continuation. Do you think the Demon Realm is left open so they can revisit this because Dragon Ball Super is stuck in Purgatory Hell? So they're like, well, if we're going to reanimate anything, it's got to be more Daima. I don't think it ends. I think it ends.
You don't think, like, this is over? Like, you think, like, we'll be back to Daima?
Yes. I think it is. It's only because of reading into, I was reading into yesterday the whole sort of, like, arguments and everything that went on with why we even have Daima, you know, why we don't have Super, because of all the rights issues with the Capsule Corp and with Shueisha and stuff. And so if they're going to keep being like not into an agreeance, and they want to keep, probably they want to make a Dragon Ball anime, I'm guessing. So now I'm like, does Daima actually end, Dotto, or are they just like, fuck it, we're making a whole nother time? Like, I don't know if timeline's the way to say it.
No, but timeline, I think, is the right, well, I guess it depends on how long. But I see what you're saying, like a branching path.
I think this will have an ending, but it's open-ended in a way that, like, we could revisit all of this. Like, do you think, I don't think it's a definitive ending. I don't think that this is like, this is done. I think there could be more. What do you think?
I would have thought definitive ending. If there's no super tie-in, then I think you're 100% right. Like, if this is just a branching path and Daima is not in Super, then yeah, we're definitely going a branching path. Like, it probably wouldn't be called Daima 2, but it would be called, like, maybe it would get a subtext like Daima the, you know, the monster investigation or whatever the fuck. Like, there would be more stories here. They would do another season of Daima.
About a last one before we react to this episode.
Here we go. Here it is.
Is Moro here?
Hell no, bro.
No,
you just pitched like 40 other alternative timelines that would happen before we get a Moro fucking. But if that happens, I don't know. If we get a Moro, I said this in an episode. If we get a Moro cliffhanger, like not a cliffhanger, but you know what I mean, like a Marvel post credit shit,
yeah,
like
mid credit scene,
Marvel esque. I want an apology from literally every single person. And that is half jokingly, but that shit would be the most funny thing of all time.
Honorable mention. Do you think the Gohan thing that we like spun up forever ago, where he's like sitting at his table, like studying, happens? Like, because
that would be very funny. Yeah, if people don't know, we're basically, it's like an ending bit, like, you know, in the movie where Vegeta and Piccolo were like hanging on a thing, like. Like, Gohan sitting as a child studying, poof, he turns into an adult studying, and he's like, that was weird, and then that's it. I think that'd be really funny and actually pretty charming. I don't think they'll do that, though. I think that's just like a fan animator's job.
I'm almost wondering if Moro is more likely than that. Dude, I'm gonna laugh my ass off if Moro is hinted at all in this episode.
This podcast is gonna need a 10-minute delay because I will be laughing my fucking ass off. I will actually be laughing.
There's no way. There's literally, especially with the one I just talked about, with like Super being in like hell essentially, and them not being able to agree upon anything and stuff like that. There's way more to it. I'm just summarizing briefly. Obviously, I don't think they can touch anything to do that's in the manga right now. So, like, I don't think that's possible at all, but I will laugh my ass off if somehow that happens. Anyways, I think it's time to react, man. I think it's time we see what are they cooking? How does this look?
I know you want to do it when I can audibly hear your hands rubbing together, dude. You're fucking excited.
Yeah,
bro, you causing some friction over there. I hear it.
I am ready. All right. Anyways, you guys know you can watch our reactions by becoming key members by clicking join here on YouTube or going to patreon.com/keymoments. We appreciate you guys supporting the podcast. And here's a brief little snippet of our reaction to today's episode 20 of Dragon Ball Daima.
We're just going crazy off rip.
Oh, dude, Dotto.
Yeah, I think you got him, bro.
Is this shit going to pierce all three demon rows?
Oh, shit.
Bro. We've seen it. We've seen Dragon Ball Daima. We're here.
Dude,
it's done.
We're back.
We're obviously about to get into our thoughts, but last week I realized, or every week basically, we've just like done these predictions and we never followed back up on them. So just want to follow back up. Beerus tie-in. Didn't happen.
No, in fact, it did. It is Beerus, you know, he probably exists in this timeline, but no.
Yeah. Dragon Fist. Didn't happen.
Nope, no, not even close.
Fusion.
Well, actually, pretty close. No, Bayax.
By the way, you'll notice I didn't say like a Goku. I thought, I genuinely did not think we'd get Goku Vegeta anymore, but I thought we'd see something. I thought there would be a level of payoff to the fusion bugs, but that level didn't have to necessarily mean Goku Vegeta. You know what I mean? But no fusion.
Yeah. I thought it would be a bit. Like, that was all we had time for, was a bit, but nah, it was total red herring. We're going to get more into all of these things, by the way, but we're just going down the checklist for you guys.
SSA 4 Vegeta. Nope.
Didn't happen, but we knew that one.
Super tie-in at all, Dotto.
No, absolutely not.
Time to see Kamehameha. We were close to that one. We got that, you know, like,
dude,
that.
Like, I wasn't expecting, I didn't say this, I should have said, I didn't expect him to say times 10 Kamehameha. I was expecting a red Kamehameha. But this one, I think we got better than what we asked for. You know, I will say it was nice.
I did. So when they went, I guess we can just talk about it here. During the Kamehameha of this episode, which is definitely going to go down as like, I don't know if it's like my favorite, like, you know, it's recency bias, but it's definitely a top 5, top 10 Kamehameha, easily in the entire series. It's very, 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 very good Kamehameha.
Super good.
But it went back to him for a second, and I didn't necessarily think he was going to say like times 10, but I did think, I'm with you, I thought he was either, this is crazy though, stay with me here, I know he's already red-ish, but I thought maybe he was going to do a Kaioken. I thought he was going to slap a I thought maybe you were going to do Kaioken or some sort of like, because it was called Maximum and you said it translated to Zenkai. So some sort of like boost to the Kamehameha in a way, which if you remember from two episodes ago when he was a kid, his Kamehameha had fire wrapped around it, right? So like, I thought maybe that was going to happen again and it didn't really do that. But that, you know what? I'm going to say mostly we did get that. So that was a fairly, yeah. Moro is a negative, and that we, yeah, that was mostly jokes. This has been just,
yeah, yeah. That one was riding the hype.
Continuation, Dotto. Yes. I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, yeah. This is just its own unique timeline, and Ku, you know, they do a gag at the end, but the biggest one was Ku, like, literally saying, like, come save us again if we're ever in danger. So I would say yes too.
I should have said post credit scene, because that was another thing we talked about a lot. And there is a like what 2 minute long post credit scene or more. Yeah, there's like almost a 3 minute, 2.5 minute long post credit scene in this.
And even the credits were really good. When we start talking about it more, but yeah, the credits and the post credit scene was animated beautifully.
Yeah.
So they were trying, they were going all out. It was more of a gag post credit scene event than anything.
Yeah, but yeah, I would say continuation, yes. And it wasn't necessarily time seeing Kamehameha, but it was a very, it was Kamehameha got its true shine in this episode specifically. So, anyways, Dotto, immediate thoughts. Which again, a lot of the we stuck around. We talked for like a good several minutes post reaction. So if you guys are key members and not using your key membership to go watch the reactions, at bare minimum, just skip to the end and listen to our immediate reaction. But how are you feeling?
Yeah,
man?
We had to talk the shock out, because I feel like it was this ending. I mean, the one word review. I'm feeling very satisfied. That'd be my word, and it feels like a good feeling, although. I and this part of this is going to come off. Me and Nana were talking about this in between our reaction and started this up. I'm worried that part of my feeling, and I mean this in the least schmarmy way possible, is I knew this shit was not going to be a part of the super timeline. I knew it from day one. I was like, no, that's not going to happen. It's going to be its own little thing. And that doesn't mean, but maybe I'm more filled with hope because it doesn't feel like a little thing anymore. It feels like a branching path. Like we might do some more, we might not, but whatever. So I'm worried that people that were hoping that this would come into Super, like Moro, and we'd see Super Saiyan 4 again in the Super timeline. It's just like, I'm worried that that's a big part of people's enjoyment, and that's what's going to turn a lot of people off, or at least minus points.
I it definitely is. Yeah. I think people care. It's been a thing for forever that people love or care so much about canon. I've never been one to care that much about canon. Like, I've literally had people comment that they can't even enjoy characters like Cooler and stuff like that because they're not canon. And I'm like, bro, what? But also, again, I come from this. You do too. You know, I come from the side of games, man. And like, when you're playing those games, like, who gives two shits if this character that you're getting your ass beat with or you're beating someone's ass with is canon or not? Like, they're cool and I'm beating your ass with them. So like, I that's never been something that's really mattered to me that much. So when I'm playing a Super Saiyan 4 Goku and Super Saiyan 4 Daima Goku, that's also going to be confusing because it's going to have to like have the like Daima parentheses because it's different from the one we've had for like 30 years. But when I'm playing as him in like Dokkan and Legends and Xenoverse and Sparking and playing this out in the freaking Kakarot DLC, like I'm gonna be having like the time of my life, like, you know. But all that to say, if this would have ended with the even tiniest of like, like, you know, like even if it was just like a Beerus smirk, you know, like the smirk he does when he says he's coming right before UI Goku happens, like even it was just like his mouth, like it didn't even need to be anything other than just like, or even his realm, you just see like his house for a second, and like, I don't know, that would have probably also done a little bit for me, you know what I mean? Like, even though I don't care that much, it still would have done just a little bit of something for me, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I've said this since the beginning, I am one of those people that the canon does matter to my enjoyment of things. I don't know why, ever since I was a kid, not that I don't like Cooler is sick, right? Like, I like the Cooler movie, but I just think you get enjoyment out of things that, like, fit into the universe, and maybe that's why I'm happy with Daima, because it doesn't feel like, yes, it's not canon to Super, but the Daima timeline is its own, like, little timeline, you know? Like, So these characters exist in that timeline, and that's fine. And all the game stuff I think mentioned is true. It's just, it does ting. The little stings I'm feeling is because Glorio is not going to be in the story. Again, Glorio kind of got sidelined in Daima, so it's not even like I really care about Glorio. But like Majin Ku, Majin Du, we might not see them. Well, we won't see them in the manga, the super manga, ever when it comes back. If we see a Daima part two, we will see them though, and that's why it doesn't sting as much. I don't know. So yeah, it's kind of crazy seeing it finally confirmed, dude. This was one of the things I got jumped for. Holy shit, did I get jumped? But
rightfully so though, because there is an entire episode dedicated to the Glens and them having to leave the demon realm, and they literally grab characters that we have only ever seen through Super.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I tweeted out like back when that happened, I was like, this is the best evidence. But I like, and don't get me wrong, I get like my argument at the time was like, dude, it's like they like those aspects of the universe, so they're keeping them. But not as in to say, like, this is the same universe. It's just this is another part of this timeline, too, which is crazy. Dude, I do hope we see more from the Daima world. The Daima timeline, I guess, is what I'm going to call it. Because, I mean, basically, we didn't talk about it on the podcast. It hard. There's no memory wipe. There's no nothing stupid like that. Neva doesn't bonk them on the head and they forget. It just hard confirms it. Like, Dende starts talking about Namekians coming back to the world from the outside.
Yeah, which pretty much Piccolo and Dende do say, like, well, we can't come here.
Yeah, they don't want to stay.
But then Dende mentions there are, like, lost souls, essentially, you know, that might want to come back and let this be their home.
Goku and Vegeta's conversation even is, like, the most hardest, like, this is not it. It's like Super Saiyan 4. Like, he literally says Super Saiyan 4. Yeah, I worked on that after Boo, which is that was crazy confirmation, because this is something Goku was working on before. He didn't know it would work before Neva. Neva still, like, activated it. But in a way, this makes Neva's activation less bullshit, because Goku's literally saying, like, I've been training like hell since Boo, and I had this, like, under wraps, which is wild. Vegeta's like, you kept it a secret from me, all this. So literally wild. I don't know, dude, I'm so happy Hybus. I don't know if the joke, but now I'm just ranting, dude. Hybus getting ignored by Ku, dude. I knew Ku is a great character. I'm feeling so satisfied right now. Like, Hybus in universe recognized as a fraud, life is so good, dude, so good. And now we're going back to the super timeline where this motherfucker does not exist. Everything is back the way it should be.
So let me ask you this. So obviously, again, as we talked about pre, it's just so crazy him saying you mean Super Saiyan 4, like the which we already had the confirmation. A lot of you guys commented this, but after we recorded the podcast, they finally showed off the figure, Tamashii Nation's, the SNH figure arts of the kid Super Saiyan 4 Goku, which is our first real confirmation that, because we didn't have a title for it. This in series is the first time he's actually said it, by the way. This right here.
Yes.
This is in Daima the first time that Goku actually says, you mean Super Saiyan 4 to Vegeta. But I saw some of you guys commented this, because again, it was post us recording, but Tamashii Nations revealed the kid Goku and called it Super Saiyan 4. So we already knew it was called that, but it is cool to finally be said, like, actually in the series. But here's what I was going to ask, Dotto.
Go ahead.
What if, and I know this isn't the case because we have the manga and all the things, but unironically, what if Super becomes modern GT? And this is because of the rights issues and because they can't touch any of that stuff. What if this is the new continuity of Dragon Ball Z?
That would be pretty fucking, I mean, I'd be down, to be honest. Like, not that I don't like Super, it's just Super did, like, kind of wrap up a little bit. I know it didn't, like, the manga's still ongoing, but, like, I don't know. I would be totally down for that. I think this is part of the reason I feel so satisfied, is I'm down for the Dragon Ball branching timelines thing, like Legend of Zelda kind of shit. Less loose than Legend of Zelda, but, like, I like the branching timeline stuff. Like, if you want, like, we could even do branching timelines off God or off this. They could tell both stories simultaneously. Like, maybe Daima is the one we get in anime and Super Manga continues. And then maybe one day we get movies or something from either. I like branching timelines. I think it's a great way for the series to continue and keep changing things up without getting too, you know, hammered down by canon. I don't know. I like it. I would be a fan of it as long as, look, one thing I'm already seeing on Twitter, Nano, and this is going to be
Twitter like you. I want to see what I want to see what Dion said, because that you said Dion wasn't the biggest
Wasn't the biggest fan of the ending from his tweet. I didn't talk to the guy yet, but like Twitter seems fine. Not a lot of people are hyped per se, but I'm seeing a lot of confusion already. Like, wait, so Goku hid Super Saiyan 4 all of Super? No, dog. It's going to be a confusing next couple of months as people learn that Daima and Super are not connected at all. Like, it's going to be confusing for a while, which is cool. I feel like we're going to kind of go through it again. So yeah, I like the idea of Super becoming a modern day GT, and like,
what are you doing? What are you doing when Black Frieza shows up and Goku's like, it's time to do that one more time. And like,
okay, then that would be stupid ass, because then they are connected and then they just don't make sense.
And he goes down out of UI Dotto and he's like, this one's even stronger. And he's like, one more bonus.
Yeah, like, dude, I saved this against Jiren because, well, I just didn't want to use it yet. Okay, dude. Yeah, bro, that makes sense. Dude, I don't... Oh my god, dude. This is why canon matters to me, by the way, because this shit. Oh my god, bro.
I guess for me, like, I know I saw people last week, like, pulling up the sequence where Goku fights Beerus on King Kai's planet, like, when he first meets Beerus, you know, and, like, when he goes to Super Saiyan, because Beerus is like, I want to meet the Super Saiyan god. And he's like, well, he's Super Saiyan 3. And he's like, well, this is as far as I can go. Like, Yeah, dude. No, man. It's when they were making Super, there was no way that they were like, oh yeah, we're also gonna make this Daima like thing later where we utilize Super Saiyan 4. Like, you're pulling up an episode from 10 years ago. Yeah, bro, that is as far as Goku could go, because this was supposed to be the continuation of Dragon Ball Z, and now we have this in between series called Dragon Ball Daima where they gave him Super Saiyan 4 because. I don't know why, because they wanted to sell more merch, because they knew it would be hype. They knew it would like activate the neurons in all of our brains. I don't know. But yeah, like pulling that up. Yeah, no shit, dog. At that time, he's not going to mention Super Saiyan 4 in an episode from 10 years ago when this didn't exist yet. And they were not acknowledging GT at all. So like, yeah, I don't know. I think people do that and they think it's going to be like a slam dunk for some reason. But to me, like, I get what you're doing, but like, there's no point. Yeah, we all understand that this doesn't make sense. Like, this does not make sense with Dragon Ball Super at all now. But I would it would still be funny if when we get, which is gonna be my next question to you, when we get a sequel to Daima, like, it's gonna be funny if somehow in that there's like a true hunt, like they finally have sorted out, like, right now it's up in the air, right, Dotto? But imagine we get the sequel series in a year or something like that, and they have sorted out the rights issues, and they're like, okay, so we're gonna do Daima, and we're gonna do this first, or Daima 2, or whatever they call it, and then we'll get Super rolling after that because we finally have figured out the rights issues. And then in that Daima sequel series, they're like, oh yeah, and by the way, this is gonna roll right into that first episode of Super, and like.
I think they hard just said it's over. I really do. I think it's its own timeline, and they wanted people to know that. I think this was as specific as they could have had the characters be without that fucking narrator coming back and going, oh, you're wondering about Dragon Ball Super? That is its own timeline.
That's like, I hope you... That's like one of the biggest sins of this entire 20 episode run is that fucking narrator coming in and having a.
I actually do think that, bro, because that, not, dude, you keep saying something. It was the third fucking eye, dude. The most important artifact in Daima history. If Dabura had the third eye, it's the Dabura saga, bro. It's over. Like, and also the show's done because they're not beating that guy. Oh man, can we talk about something else too? Like, this episode has so much to talk about. Yes. But one thing that's going to come up more in the, and I enjoyed the finale, by the way. I just want to keep saying that because Toasty was getting on my ass. He's like, bro, you were so negative and you're liking the episodes. But I was trying to explain to him, bro, it's because the parts I like bring up parts I don't like. And this episode, the characters in Daima, my main complaint, they were sidelined. And Piccolo was supposed to get his big moment this time. This was where he was actually going to be a part of the show. and he fumbles. He's the guy that's supposed to knock him on the head three times, and he
hits him twice, though, Dotto.
Hits him twice. He does hit him twice, and then fails the third time. So, moral of the story is, in the conclusion of the show, I am 100% now, finally, in saying that Piccolo is the biggest, well, damn, see, this is how bad the characters are. Degesu probably takes my number one as worst character wasted potential. Piccolo number two. I don't even know why they included this guy. Maybe Bulma number three, because Pansy's here and they're kind of filling the same niche. Although Bulma was more funny. Like, Bulma led to more funny stuff than Piccolo and all that. Hybus got to go on the list somewhere, even though he technically has a role. Jeez. I hate that guy. But even like Glorio and Pansy like brutally fall apart. And ironically, you know, I've been my long running prediction of Pansy becoming the queen of the demon world. She doesn't even, honestly, it's more mostly like it ends up being Ku, because he is the one that delivers that third and final bonk to the head for Goma in a comedic way with the book, which did where I laughed. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, no,
and Ku's so good.
Yeah, I think Ku specifically, again, the characters we've talked up the most throughout this series, the Daima specific characters have been, or I feel like I've talked the Tamagamis up more than you have. But I think you and I both in unison have agreed, like, Du and Ku are easily the best additions from the Daima cast. So Ku being the one to finish off Goma, which, again, lots of faking out here, right? Because Goku does a Kamehameha that blasts through not only Goma's, like, stomach and entire center of his body, but also blasts through all three demon realms. Like, he creates so an entirely good. New hole. It was a super sick-ass Kamehameha. But after that, like, again, that's why it is fusion. It just never felt like fusion would be possible, because how in 20 minutes do you have Goku, who we just now saw go four, somehow lose in four, have to be like, all right, let's fuse. Then they fuse and they still defeat Goma all in 20 minutes in a 20 minute timeline that also has to wrap up an entire 20 episode series. Like, it never made sense. So, having him sort of start regaining his strength, because again, apparently this fucking eye has no limit to its powers, which more on that in a second, but he gets all of his power back. You know, he starts drawing energy from his arena he built, everything. And to have Ku just come up behind him with the book and hit him three times and not stopped after Piccolo just got stopped is like, it genuinely was funny. Like, it was a good moment. I think that was the best way to probably end it. I mean, there could have been a more badass way, I guess, like with a Gogeta popping behind to hit him in the head. But like, having one of the actual Daima characters be the finisher, and have that play into the storyline of whoever defeated the previous Supreme Demon King gets first dibs at if they want to be the Supreme Demon King. Like, that was, I feel like that worked. Like, I actually think that works really well for an ending, because otherwise it's Gogeta wins with fusion and then we just wrap up, and I guess, like, I don't know.
Yeah, they'd have to defuse, but
story-wise, I think this works better. Like, in my head, like, thinking through, like, where we were going. But yeah, the question I was gonna ask you, by the way, Dotto, was just like, do you think we see Daima 2?
I definitely think it's on the table. I think it has to be. They leave the universe open. It's a great place to go. They don't have to do any of the manga stuff like you're saying. I think it has to be on the table, and I would be super interested in seeing these characters again, and maybe, God, I mean, they'd have to introduce a new threat and everything, but maybe we could use the fusion bugs next time. I don't know. Like, I definitely think, like, going forward, something I would like to see in the next Daima, if there, you know, is one, is more focused on the characters we like. I feel like they nailed it in these final episodes. Like, we didn't waste any time on the fucking pansies or the group or the... It was Ku, Du, one of the Tamagamis. I would have liked if all three Tamagamis could have been in there, but that's a little greedy.
We did get to see them again because
they used them pretty good.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. If I can go back to what you were saying, Nano, I think part of the reason it worked so good for us, and I know we kind of like bounce off each other's energy a little bit in these, so like we kind of end up having a similar-esque opinion. But as a couple of meathead guys like us, but we can also appreciate the story and things, you know, we wanted something badass, but this is badass and meaningful. Goku here is doing a super badass Kamehameha. That one looks good. It fucking pierces through Goma, which we rarely see Goku do on some like Demon King Piccolo shit. Like, it's super cool. And also, he's connecting all three demon worlds with one beam as the beam passes by the Tamagamis that we know of, indicating that they're going through the worlds. This, like, the reason I think the coup stuff works so well is because, honestly, when Goma was putting himself back together, in our reaction, I remember we were both like, oh, maybe we are fusing. But at that point, like, to me, the beam is so badass that I was just like, oh, no, we got to end it with that, right? Like, we can't, we just connected all three demon worlds with a Kamehameha. Like, how the fuck are we going to outdo this? Like, let's just stop it here, boys. And then they do. They just use it for laughs one time. And I think that's great. I think it worked perfectly. The shot, Nano just paused it. He has it up on screen of Tamagami 3 looking over the beam. Like, that shit that's got me a little sick. Sentimental. That's sick, dude. Like, I think Tamagami 3 was my favorite Tamagami.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why.
He got the most, like, time personality to really shine, I feel like. Because Tamagami 2 was, when we were fighting 1 and 2, they were having to share the same episode, right? Like, they got to share the same episode because Do and Ku were over here fighting 1 while SSJ 3 Vegeta was fighting 2. So they, like, didn't really... But also, their personalities were nowhere near as likable, even from that little bit of time we had, as Tamagami 3, who literally did, like, a Kamehameha after Goku finished him off with a Kamehameha. So, like, you know, they just... I don't know. They definitely they almost wanted you to like 3 more than the other 2. So
yeah, it definitely, I see there's just like, and I'll keep it short because I want to do this in the Daima episode whole review, but like the Tamagamis feel like another aspect that could, like 3, when we went, there was the whole village. There was the village of people that like they knew who 3 was. He was revered for his strength. And like, they were like, you're going to challenge him. They set up the stakes. They gave 3 personality. They made him not necessarily a villain because he was like, do you yield? Like, he was asked, like, I don't want to kill you, but hey, if I have to, like, they're fighting. He gets like the fake, like where he like gives Goku the Dragon Ball and he like does a fake Kamehameha because he was impressed by Goku. He does the cup stacking minigame, like the hiding it.
Yeah, that was cool too.
Yeah, it's like, dude, it's like 3 got so much personality, so much love. And then the next 2 Tamagami are basically just serious guys. Which is fine, but like, even their mini games weren't that cool. Like, it was math.
I was just say that the Tamagami 3's mini game was way more interesting than the other two. I mean, the one was cool though. Getting to show off Ku's like intelligence or whatever. I guess that was cool. But
and they actually play that later when he flips through the book and finds it really quick, which is like super minimal. Like, you don't need to do that, I don't think. But like, I think it works. Like, why was 1 and 2's mini game both math related? What the fuck? Like, I don't understand that, you know, like, or I guess 2 was more riddle based, but it ended up being math. Riddle.
Yeah, that they didn't think Vegeta would get, but then Vegeta got. Yeah,
it's just like, I don't know. It could have been more fun with those guys, but this final beam connecting the demon world is super cool. It makes the original hole feel a little more pointless because we opened that one up too. I guess we now have 2 demon holes, but this brings us nicely into, and maybe we can see, this is crazy because the episode starts right into Super Saiyan 4 versus Goma, and they are throwing hands. This is a straight fight sequence for like, you know, maybe 8 minutes, 10 minutes. What'd you think of the opening fight? They're like just jumping into it in the fight. I want to cover this so we can get into the big meat.
Yeah. No, this was great. I think this is one of the things we talked about at the end of the reaction, but like, you know, you got the weeks where it's just the intro. You got the weeks where it's the intro and the recap. And then now for the first time, I want to say in the history of the 20 episodes, there's no intro. There's no recap. It literally shows you the Toei logo. And then it's like, all right, now SSJ4 Goku's going to go beat Goma's ass, dude. And like, it was really good. It was very, very good. You did say something, I think, a little bit crazy, a little.
You disagree with this one, but
I do slightly disagree with this. Tell him, Donna, what do you think?
I think if you edit this all together to look like a movie, and I'm standing on this right now, who knows, this might change, but I think this would be better than DBS Broly for me as a movie. Like, I genuinely don't tell the content cops this, but I might have to go in and edit it myself to be like movie length these last few episodes. Because the action's so good. Like, this fight, like, we're watching on screen. When Goku fucking delivers a knock-up kick to this guy, a la Vegeta versus Cell, that shit is crazy, bro. Like, this is high-paced action. They're flying everywhere. They're doing jump-off-the-wall spin kicks. Come on, dude.
It is Goma's, good. I'll give you, man. Rewatching this
Goma's
right
doing,
now,
like, look at this. Look at Goma's ultimate attack. He spawns in the wand. Shit was getting serious when the wand came out, bro. Like, this is... Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it, man, dude. It looks good. Great.
I'm going to stand on
look the... Look at that, bro. He's punching away like 70 orbs. Come on now.
I'm going to stand on the side, though. I think DBS Broly still has this one in the bag as my single favorite, like, packaged deal. But Daima might be number two, though. Like, you know, like, again, is thinking in, like if we were breaking it down to, like, movies, arcs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, like, Daima really delivers in these last, like, few episodes on such a high scale. Again, everyone always loves to go, man, he's so biased. He's so, like, yeah, we're all biased to some extent. We have things we like, dude. Are you not that passionate about something? Damn! Anyway, I love Super Saiyan 4 so much. Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of bias going on here with this. But I rewatch this right now. Yeah, you're right, man. I need the... keep this on the low, guys. I need the Dotto cut. You know what I mean? Like...
I want to do the cut. You know? I want somebody to make the cut. The thing is, when I say make the cut, I have to keep saying this. I mean just these last episodes, because this feels like its own story. This feels good. I know this shit would hit, dog. I know it would hit. I can see the vision. Like we go right into it. Imagine last episode, he does the pose and then immediately pose into the power-up charge, and then it's another 10-minute action sequence. Oh, man, I want to see it right now. But yeah, so they have a great fight. I want to talk about that because the episode, again, we come into the podcast post-reaction and we have this satisfied feeling. Like, we're like, ah, nice, you know? So I don't want people to think if you're just watching the video and you missed out on, or not missed out, but you're not a member of the key members, you don't see the reaction. We were hyped. The first 15 minutes, it was a ride and a half. And then, honestly, and I do want to talk about this because this ended up, I like this a lot. The episode just becomes the most charming shit of all time.
Yeah.
Like it does, and it does it really well. It is so charming. It is, every character is just making sense. I'm not sure how much I like Arinsu just basically like calming down. Like, she is basically just a single mother now.
Yeah, she went back on her laurels or whatever, right? Like, she was very determined to be the Supreme Demon King or Queen or whatever. And then I feel like she was so chill and then excited to be the Vice Supreme Demon King. I don't know. I was like, it felt weird just because, like, that was her whole goal the entire time. And then
her character is not fleshed. She turned it down. They wanted her to be the queen. And she was like, no. Because, like, she's like, I haven't turned back on my ideals, you know. But somebody with your ideals wouldn't say no. I was just like, what are you talking? I don't know. Her character feels very confusing. But I think... Ku's just, not that I don't like her, Ku has softened her up a lot, and then Ku becomes the king, and he starts putting together his cabinet immediately, like, and he incorporates everybody. It's very fun, it's very charming. Honestly, the last 10 minutes is the best use of the entire cast in the entire show. Like, even the army, he's like, yeah, you're from the third demon world, you could be our third demon world chancellor, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, whoever wrote that last little bit should have been in the writing room on the other episodes.
Yes, dude, it literally felt like whoever was writing that, and I'm just going to say Ku, but Ku was really, like, saving the, like, some writer came in the room and was like, why the fuck are 90% of these people here? Like, you know how hard, like, okay, it's just going to be Ku. He's very happy, very excited, and he's going to put together a committee of all the demon world. He's going to make everybody love and like each other. And sure enough, he staples this shit together, dude. He's putting together a team. And it ends up feeling very genuine, feels very nice. The gang looks very good. They get some humor in here. I did talk about Hybus earlier, but Ku literally says, like, who else wants to be a member of my committee? And Hybus is like, me. Gets totally fucking ignored. Shout out to Ku. That was great. Love that part. That first time I smiled while Hybus was on screen. Damn, sorry, I'm getting distracted. Nano's got the episode playing and the beam just started.
yeah, you just wanted to play for recaps so we can remember, like, what we're talking about. I mentioned this, you did too. Like, it's very sort of reactionary too, because we're filming this podcast immediately after seeing the episode. We don't get to sit on these, right? Like, by the time you're watching this, maybe you've sat on it a bit. And I do think, I don't think that would change too much, but I think there's some aspects that could change which is why I'm excited to do the review, like, a few days from now. So, like, we can really sit on it all and think on it all. But I don't think I'm saying all this because I don't think I will change how I feel about the ending here, which is that I think they nailed it. I don't know. I think there's gonna be a lot of people. I'm looking forward to the comments on it. I'm looking forward to getting on Twitter.
Dude, the internet is gonna be very interesting to see. Because I think there's gonna be a group of confused people. Like, they don't know that these are different timelines, and that's gonna be so confusing. But two, I just seeing everybody, even the people that hate it, love it, anything in between. I am excited to read the comments. And watch all the other like podcasts and stuff. I'm super excited. Dude, Tamagami 3. Yeah, and Nanos knows the episode played. This episode was beautiful. So basically, yeah, I guess it was a fight. Like, Goku versus Gohan was like 7 minutes 40 seconds is where it's showing. But like, so like 7 minute fight.
Yeah, 7 minute.
It felt good.
Pure fight, yeah.
Pure fight. All action.
We haven't. Dude, that shot's crazy.
That shot is crazy. This 750, guys. Check out the shot.
Yeah. We haven't discussed the fusion bugs yet. I feel like that is a topic that we need to discuss.
We should talk about that as we bring up the internet comments, like we were saying, because this is going to be what people comment about. Go ahead, bring us in.
Oh wait, do you want me to bring up book club? Or are you saying like just
No. I meant like as we're talking about how we're interested in seeing the internet's comments. This is where they're going to comment.
So yeah, so we started talking last week. I think it was with book club and us as well. Like, is. Damn, dude, we just saw the biggest Piccolo fumble, maybe the entire
Piccolo's legacy
entire career.
Oh, dude, yeah. I don't know how that guy is Toriyama's favorite character, and he just gets fumbles after fumbles like that.
Yeah, that was crazy. Anyways, so we started saying, like, could it be a red herring? Could it be a fake out? Could they have put this shiny object in front of our eyes to make us think that it's going to be fusion? In all reality, it was Super Saiyan 4 the entire time, and that is what happens here. That is the true outcome here. There is zero fusions. And that's why I mentioned it again. I said this already twice in the podcast, but I said, is it possible that we just see a fusion? Because then it just didn't make sense to do the Goku Vegeta thing. So anywho, they didn't do anything with it. And I started thinking they might do something again, because Akira likes gags. I thought they still might do something funny. Cause I'm guessing, like, I don't know where you were at, Dotto, but to me, the bugs, and maybe even said it, so maybe I'm just forgetting this, but I just was picturing them as a limited time thing, right? Like, it's not a permanent thing. You can, just for funsies, like, let's eat a bug and, like, fuse real quick for 30 minutes. Who cares, you know? So I thought they still might do it, but in a funny way, bare minimum. They did nothing with it. It doesn't even come back. They just lost the pouch, and I guess we're just supposed to accept that from, three, four episodes ago, that the lost pouch is why we didn't see the fusion, but come on, dude. Like, that was the shining light in the sky of those first few episodes of holy shit, we're getting fusion in this series. And then we didn't get it, Dotto.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with what you said. I think it is, we talked about it, a very effective red herring on Dragon Ball fans. And I think I'm just going to talk about us, like me and you, as we are everybody, because I'm sure this is how it happened for most people that are Dragon Ball fans. We titled an episode like Fusion is Coming. Mm-hmm. Like we had your friend or our friends say, stay off Twitter because this is a big episode because Fusion was mentioned.
Yep.
I started thinking this might happen when they did that interview and they were like, we're going to surprise you in ways maybe good and maybe not. So I was like, dude, there's something fucky's happening here, bro. And they really used Fusion as a way to, and I'm going to be honest. It was very effective. I'm not gonna lie, it fucking worked, and it makes me feel like an animal in a petting zoo, dude, because they took advantage of my psyche. We, from the beginning of the show, from before the show started, everybody was saying, oh wow, this is like GT2, we're doing GT again. And then they threw in that little fusion episode, and all of a sudden everybody's mind was, what's the fusion gonna be? I deadass forgot Super Saiyan 4 was in GT. It just, that fusion was on my mind. Fusion. And I will say, I'm not going to let him get off scot-free because no fusion, it takes points away. And I will admit that, bold face to the camera, no fusion made the climax hurt. Not because it was bad, but because where is my goddamn fusion?
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody's going to agree with that, but like,
I do.
Dude, I think it plays a role. Like, not to be like the SpongeBob, where's my fucking drink guy, but actually, where is my drink? I'm with you, Nano. When we get down to 20 minutes, there's no way that this shit's not a gag. But like, not even to use it as a gag is like crazy. Like, it could have been, there's like a million things you could do. Like, maybe the gag is like you can't seal both Degesu and Gomba, so you fuse them into one ugly ass person and seal them away. Or something like that. I don't know. But yeah. But looking back, and I said I was going to say this if it happened, it's like that pouch drop is so in. That shit indicates Daima switching from Daima mode to real ass time, like locked in. That when that pouch falls out, that is the last time we get Daima'd. Because, like, what the fuck do you mean the pouch that we had slips out and that's just actually real, dude? Like, when does that happen in any other show?
Never.
Oh, whoops, I dropped my pouch. That's it, by the way. I just dropped it. We're not going to use
it. How could we anticipate that that was supposed to be, like, to us, when we saw that pouch, that was almost, to me, in any other normal-ass show, that's them reminding you, like, oh, yeah, don't forget
those fucking bugs. Yeah, we have a pouch. Yeah, don't forget. We got those.
But in Dragon Ball Daima, it's like, yeah, no, it's another shitty riding plot device. Like, guess what? Because like, this would be like, again, people give Dragon Ball a pass, and I'm not sure why. And some of you don't. I know some of you don't, but a lot of people do. This would be like in Marvel, which, granted, Marvel's like, not the best at writing either, but this would be like them teasing Spider-Man gonna show up in like a movie or something, and they literally put it in fucking front of you. It's like right there. He's gonna show you, like, okay, he's gonna show up later, and then he never fucking shows up, and you'd be like, well, that's the shittiest thing of all time. Why would they do that? Like, I'm just using something very fast, very quick. Like, I'm sure there's a better example out there, but I'm just saying, like, no other show teases something like that. Not even I don't know why I keep saying tease. It was there. They're like, oh, these are fusion bugs. And it's a whole ass episode around it. And then they show the pouch again to remind you, by the way, the pouch. And
as you get angry, you're getting more based. You're getting more based the angrier you get. Because it's true. Like, remember what I was saying? The first half of Daima feels so disconnected from the finale. And people will fight me on this point. But this pouch to me is this point. Like, we are entering the finale phase, and the last thing we have, the last fucking bastion of the first half of the show, falls out of his pocket, and he goes, whoops, it fell out of my pocket. And that's the plot point, by the way. That was the episode. We went to the fucking bug shop for sensu beans. That was the plot point, by the way. And it falls out of his pocket. Goku says, it fell out of my pocket. Vegeta goes, you got any sensu beans? Nah, bro, it fell out of my pocket. But then Vegeta still powers up to Super Saiyan 3 and fights just fine when he becomes an adult. Like, he didn't need the sensu beans. He didn't need them. He didn't need a break. So that's what I mean when I say the Daima finale and Daima the show feel disconnected, because where's the Super Saiyan 4 shadowing? There's not. There's 4. It's a secret until the end. Neva, actually low-key, Goku reveals that Neva had very little to do with this. Maybe you could say he awakened his potential. And I'm not making this point. I think Neva did play into it. But Goku at the end is like, I've been working on this for a while.
Yeah. Had a name for it, like everything.
Yeah, he called it. Yeah, he knew what he was doing. The pouch is the big one, and I get what they were doing. Don't get me wrong. They wanted to take people's mind off it, but it does not help the disjointed feeling of Daima to say, hey, we got this pouch. You know about this? Yeah. We're not using it. No. It's the same feeling as, like, the characters. The characters themselves fall off, the wants. It's just, dude. The pouch, though, it does hurt. It hurts. I get it. It hurts. That's my stance on it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I also want to be plain as day, because I'm sure this would already be taken out of context. Some of you guys didn't even listen this far now. But I didn't need the fusion. Super Saiyan 4 is more than enough for me. I didn't need the fusion. Just pointing out, like, it just made no sense to do that. That's all. This is not me going even further beyond on my meatheadedness. I didn't need the fusion. I was more than satisfied with Super Saiyan 4. Like, I did not need it. I just think it was ultimately bad, just more bad writing present for Dragon Ball Daima. So surprise, surprise there. I feel like we've covered the majority of the episode minus the post-credit scene. Like, we touched on everything.
Yeah, we need to talk about the post-credit scene.
We've not talked about the post-credit scene. Again, the pictures during the credits were awesome. They were great. We got to see we got to see grown back up Goten and Trunks. We got to see Chi-Chi. Yeah, we got to see Chi-Chi, Popo.
They show everybody, like, grown but up. Gohan. And like They did not show Gohan. Gohan is actually in the show 0%. But Chi-Chi's my favorite picture because Some of them are just being adults again, but Chi-Chi's is playing on the fact that she was doing the dishes as a kid on a step stool and then grow up. Like, that's kind of what we were looking for in the Gohan bit. They just did it with Chi-Chi, and it worked. Dude, I thought that was the funniest picture. Hobo without a hat on as a grown-ass man is fucking weird, though.
Wait, Wit Studio and MAPPA are credited here? Did you notice that? I didn't notice that.
I didn't, but hey, shout-outs.
Wow, okay. Huh. Anyway, so the post-credit scene, again, about 2 minutes long. Dude, this shot of Trunks and Goten is sick, too, by the way, with them on hoverboards.
Come on now. That's the show we could have gotten.
That is a sick shot. Dude, I will say, Daima comes back. They're not kids, though, right? They've already done that trope. So Daima comes back. Like, we are just getting them as adults. And so this is where I was going to – I should have probably said this sooner than now. What I was going to bring this to, Dotto, is that maybe the fusion was held off because there are truly plans for a second one. So this is like arc one of Daima, aka like the real first arc of GT. I don't count on another bullshit, right? The first real arc that people care about is the baby saga. And then you come back and you do a second arc, and that's where you give Vegeta the form and you give everyone the fusion type shits. So anyways, the post credit scene though is them on the ship with Glorio, and Goku, even after getting his name right, does the bit one more time and calls him Glorio again. But brings up wanting the bugs. He's like, hey, can we get more of those like Medi bugs or whatever?
More Sensu Bean bugs.
And Bulma goes in the shop this time. And of course, there's a reason for that. And that's because, like, this is where, again, I'm not trying to like be all over the place here, but the writing on things, it just pisses me off. You know, I just said last week that I was really excited about the bugs because I thought it was cool because you said they just evolved down into a Sensu Bean, which is what they were. And I was like, I thought we were going to get like attack up, defense up, all this shit.
Mm.
And so the store owner here actually does do that. She brings up like there are bugs that you can get that are for burns or for this or for that. Like, this is the stuff I was hoping to see, not just another Sensu Bean in the show. Like, it would have been really cool to have seen, she explains it right here. Achichi bugs will heal burns. Bute bugs will make your skin supple, which of course then Bulma was.
Yeah, that's the Bulma joke, yeah.
A million
it de-ages
of them.
Your skin 10 years, yeah.
10 years. But then, Dotto, there's one final thing that Pansy discovers in the shop on a back shelf covered in dust. Dotto, what is that, man?
Well, Pansy finds the third eye, dude. Two third eyes in a jar.
Like, what? By the way, can I just say, they say that they sold one, but we're not presuming that the one they sold is the one that has been in use this entire time, because we saw him find that one. We saw Hybus find that one, which was the previous king's what is his name? It's Deborah. Abra. We saw that was Abra specific.
I think that is what they were talking about. They sold it a long, long time ago.
So you think they are referencing that one specifically?
Yeah, I think it is just a joke. Like, this is all just a very funny, like, okay, we sold the third original Demon Eye years and years and years ago. Maybe not, but I mean, they live a long time. These guys are probably like thousands of them.
So
long ago.
I'm just like, I just wonder if this comes back up at some point, but you could be right. It could just be a pure raw joke. Anyway,
it could still come up in Daima too. If they don't destroy them, they could have a guy with two third eyes.
Okay. Well, let's slow down.
that design would probably look pretty cool. I like the way the third eye looks. But man, that it ends on that gag. I do wonder how people react to that. Cause it is like, I don't know. I think it worked. It worked for me. I laughed. I think it's just goofy. I think it's like, I don't know. It's weird to bring this store back up because you're just throwing the fusion bug in our face. They don't even bring up the fusion bug here.
They don't. But well, actually, is that not what she has? Is that not what Bulma has in her hands when she's like, oh, these are bugs? Is that not literally the fusion bug?
It might be, actually. I don't remember though.
No, that's not.
I can't remember.
That's not the fusion bug, because the fusion bug you had to split like down the middle. It had like almost like on its back. It had a way to like pop it open so you could have like eat half or whatever. Anyway, but yeah, I think that was another thing I was trying to bring around to, is coming back to the shop which was the whole focus of that fusion episode. Like, I don't know. They're being real cheeky here, Dotto. They're being real cheeky to take us back to the shop when we were all anticipating. Like, they know we were going to anticipate fusion. That's like, dude, it's such a cheeky thing to do. Dotto, is it time for book club, man? Is it?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right. So we do book club each week, which is where we bring up some of your guys' comments and we see if they came to fruition or just in general discuss them. So we got a few here today. We got Delta 7. My last minute prediction is I don't think that they'll need a fusion to remove the third eye. You're correct. I think we're going to get into a situation where Piccolo is not going to be able to do the third hit. Damn, you were, what the fuck? And Glorio is going to be the one to make the last hit and to make Dotto happy. He's going to get obliterated by Goma sacrificing himself. Didn't happen. But you were damn close. I think we all assumed Piccolo would fumble somehow because I was still of the mind of like, they wouldn't give us fusion bugs and then not use them, right? That just feels like bad writing. But no, they did do that. They did it. So,
but yeah, you were pretty close. Just Glorio instead
Glorio
of Glorio.
It's die, Dotto. Our Glorio
no,
bed
he
is fully
didn't.
Dead.
Nobody died, which is kind of crazy because, you know, this is its own little timeline, I guess. So death here really didn't like matter to the long term run. But hey, whatever, you know.
All right. Next up, we've got Jedediah. To be honest, not super worried about Daima struggling to fit things into the final episode just because of how much it felt like DBS 131 was able to fit into its time frame, which is what we talked about a lot. Still yet, though, I feel like Dragon Ball Super had less to wrap up. There were so many different characters introduced here that like I felt like really needed more highlight. Like with TOP, there's by the time we were done, it was just Jiren out there. So like, what are you really, you know? Anyway, but they still did really well. Book club, really hoping we get some sort of fusion that contributes to the fight and doesn't have to be a Goku and Vegeta fusion. I'd be happy with Majin Buu and Ku. Those are my goats. It would definitely feel a little lame if all the fusion bug does is have us speculating for like what 13 episodes and then in a series it slips out of Goku's gi in the final battle. Holy shit. That's exactly what happens. And I'm glad that you agree, Jedediah. I'm glad you agree. I will say,
Jedediah, I was kind of worried about the time limit, but I was completely shocked with how much they accomplished in 20 minutes. Granted, you know, they cut the intro. They didn't do the eye catcher.
Yeah.
But yeah, you, Jedediah was more right than me. I think we had a nice little battle. We had a nice little cooldown and I left feeling satisfied and I didn't feel the time at all. I thought it was perfect. Perfectly.
Oh, dude,
used.
I was so tapped into everything. I didn't know we were at the end when we were at the end.
Like, it could have been an hour. It could have been 20 minutes. I didn't feel a difference either way. I felt like time was not an issue here at all.
Yep. I agree. Calling it now. This is from Skeptic Toast. Majin Ku and Doo will eat the fusion bugs on accident and thinking they're just snacks. And see that right there. I all this that we've had this last like 10 minutes of the pod that we discussed with these bugs, that completely writes that 100% itself. And I wouldn't have any complaints. It would have been like, oh yeah, that's a funny, like, oh, okay, cool. Yep. And then moved on. Like, anyways, that didn't happen, Toast. So I'm sorry, man. Nate Rush here says, I just want to include this because there were a lot of comments about this, Dotto. Says, I'm so dope on brain dead. I see all these new transformations and fight scenes, and all I'm thinking is just this is gonna make an awesome Dokkan card. And that shows you how ingrained like the games are to the Dokkan or to the Dragon Ball community at large, dude. Like,
yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I see them doing attacks. Like even today when Goma did the wand, I was like, that's gonna be such a cool ultimate attack.
Yeah.
Like the big wand.
Dude, since the last time, this has been since we last recorded where that tweet I sent you that was like, it's so sad that we can't even include fighters in any of these discussions of like these characters coming to these games.
Yeah. Oh, man. Tough life for me.
Dude, imagine how good all this shit would look in fighters, dude. Like,
I mean, that all I can do is imagine.
Sad. Dotto, you got us with this one?
Philly 26 says Sean Schimmel is absolutely going to kill that transformation scene. And I agree. I can't wait to see this in English.
I have not seen any of these yet, but again, assuming that Stephanie is, you know, killing it like per usual with her performance from back in the day, I'm sure she's great. But getting here to this section, I want to hear Sean, man. Like I think if they do that overlapping shit that they did last week with, Nozawa's voice and they do it with his but like the exact same way, like when he transforms into four. Oh my god,
it's gonna be pretty cool. The AMVs are gonna hit. And again, whenever people bring this up, I do see people like, oh, disrespecting Nozawa. My girlfriend does this, but no disrespect to Nozawa, she did amazing here.
Yes, dude, that was incredible.
This was my favorite. I know she's like, she's like getting up there in age now.
Dude, she's
This was my favorite performance of Japanese Goku of all time.
Yes,
and maybe some of that has to do with Meathead moments, but you could have told me she was 24. I would have believed you. Like, this is, dude, I lost my voice yelling at this episode. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask her for fucking tips because I'm going through it. But yeah, I just, as a nostalgia thing, I cannot wait to see specifically the Super Saiyan 3 scene recreated. But in English,
dude, that's gonna go crazy.
I just know the remixes are gonna go crazy with the AMVs are gonna be different.
We're gonna have to do it. We gotta do a special for that, right? Like we're doing it,
I think so. Or just at least watching it together because, yeah. Bro, Kenzie doesn't get it. My girlfriend doesn't get it. Like I was telling her, she was like, "But English is so corny." The line she said was corny. Is you're going to love this. It's like, bro, that is not corny. That's what's badass.
Corny? Yeah, what's corny? Dude,
that's
about that,
how is bro? That corny, bro? That's fucking badass. You're going to love this. Bro, he was right, bro. I love that.
He was right, yeah.
Dude, that shit was iconic. He was calling out iconic when he saw it. Dude, oh, can't wait. I hope they do that line again. They reuse, we didn't talk about this. Vegeta's, they know this is a celebration. Vegeta says the Super Saiyan bargain sale line. I hope. I know English Dragon Ball tries not to stray too far. Please let us get a few, like, you're going to love this-esque lines recreated, dog. Yeah. Please.
I agree. I hope. Oh, man, dude. I'm very excited to watch 19 and 20 in English. Like, I will be there. I will be seated, and hopefully we're able to do it as a KM thing. All right. ASJ coming in with our final book club of the week. I just want to bring this up.
This is sad. This is the saddest comment I've seen so far. Yeah.
You know what? Character's most famous attack hits his opponent three times on the back of the head. Super Gogeta does that to Janemba just before his Soul Punisher. Yep. And that's what I was trying to say last week. And it did not come to fruition. So
let's get you to your Meathead retirement home, ASJ. let's get you put down, buddy.
Dotto, it's that time, man. This might be the craziest one of all because we each week we give each episode a rating. Give you guys a bit of an idea. The last three episodes prior to this one were Kaio 10s, which on our scale are basically 11s. That's kind of sort of how I average them in to get our average rating here for the entire series. I won't lie, I was talking to the Key Moments ranking Twitter person that runs that, Dotto, and they said, did you guys think about doing one above Kaio 10? And I did actually think about that for last week. Cause I almost brought that up to you to be like, do we do basically 12 on this scale? Because I think last week's episode was a 12. Like if we could be above a Kaio 10, that was the episode to do it, but we didn't. So it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But Dotto, this is the final episode of Diamond 4. Now I think it's coming back. I believe in my heart of hearts right now, we will be watching more Dragon Ball Diamond like next year. Like I think that they want I think they want to have a show, and I think they're over trying to figure out the rights issues, and they're like, hell, if we can just do this, then why not just do this? This is better than nothing. So I think we'll be back here next year watching something that is a continuation of the Daima timeline. I don't know if they'll call it Daima again. I don't know, but I think that we continue this specific timeline. I think the Super coming back might be so cooked, which is crazy because it gets brought up so much and so many people didn't want to accept this series because they just want to watch the Moro arc, which I still don't know. There were several comments that were like, you can, or we don't have to really dive into this right now, but there were so many comments about, you guys don't believe in the stun guns and you guys say you like the Moro arc. Again, I'm on record. I've not read the Moro arc. I don't know anything about Moro because I kept being a believer that it was going to come back. And I guess that comes into play in Moro or something, Dotto.
Yeah, I ain't gonna spoil it, but like I feel like, yeah, I can't talk about it without spoiling you, so I just won't. Okay. But like, I disagree with that point heavily. By the way, okay. I disagree with that point heavily.
Yeah, I was a firm believer that Super would come back at some point because it just didn't make sense for it to not to. And so I didn't want to read the manga and spoil myself. But I know enough of the beats. But I don't know the in the weeds sort of things. You know, it's like, oh, you guys being mad about being spoiled on Super Saiyan 4? Dog, I've been spoiled on literally every fucking thing from the Super manga period. So if it even comes back, like the big moments I've seen, right? It's impossible to not know about fucking Alter Ego. You don't see me bitching on the internet about that shit. Anyway, it is time.
Shit came out of nowhere.
It is time to rank episode 21 through Kaio 10, Dotto. You want to go first? You want me to go first? Or you want me to hold up hands, Berg? You hold up hands.
I'll hold up my hand.
Okay. You tell me when you're ready. I'm ready.
I did it.
It was a really good episode, Dotto.
It was.
I think it's just a 10, though, for me.
I absolutely agree. I held a 10.
No way. Did you really?
Yeah, no. I mean, think about it. I said I'd hold up my hand. I can't flash an 11, bro. I only got the 10 digits. But why do you think it's a 10? Go ahead. Take it away.
As solid as I do agree, and I will say the meathead in me, if it would have done the fusion, I probably would have said an 11. I won't lie. I'll be real. Like, some of you guys comment, like, you deny the meat. I'm not denying any meathead allegations, bro. Give me that shit, dog. I love it. I'll eat it up, bro. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But I think, like, dude, somehow people are going to have a problem with us not getting, because we introduced this Kaio 10 to the scale. Mm. They're going to be like, oh, just no, a 10?
I actually don't think so. I kind of think that people are going to rate this lower than us here.
Okay.
Not that I, look, I actually am giving it a 10 because I was thinking about giving it a 9, but to be honest, I loved the episode. I thought the fight was amazing.
Yeah.
And the cooldown left me feeling very satisfied. Like, I'm leaving this series very satisfied. But I think people are going to be hurt by the lack of a super connection. In fact, the blatant, what I think, dude, some people, we're entering the Cope era on Twitter. I haven't read it since I was on there, but people legitimately, I think it's over. I think it's done and dusted. I think you're completely right. I think super might be just cooked. The manga maybe, but like, dude, I have no idea. So I'm feeling whole. Like, I'm with you. I kind of think maybe we'll see more Daima, and if we don't, maybe we'll get another timeline thing. And it could be it could be anything. It could be absolutely anything, and I'm cool with that. So I'm giving it a 10 because I don't think it's a Kaio 10, right? I'm not trying to glaze it like that. It's not like the ending left me in tears. I do think a fusion, just because it is a fusion, I'm with you. I think I would have been forced. My hand would have been forced. Just because I'm sure they would have made it look amazing.
It would have looked beautiful, dude.
But the sheer fact is that I'm looking at the score right now. I actually can't believe it. I do want to talk about this. We talked about this last time. But 17 through 20, both of us, 17, 11, 18, 11, 19, 11. At 20, we're both giving 10s, which I think is fine because, you know, it's an ending. Endings, it's got to end, right? Part of the time limit's just the end. I'm giving this a 10, which is crazy that I'm saying this because 10 is supposed to be the highest, because at the end of the day, this shit feels like it's paying off my watch time from episode 17. Like, it's, dude, the pouch was crazy. Actually, no, dude, this is more super post, like Daima post review, but this show, the finale feels good because, Nana, what episodes are we recovering? Episodes 8? Episodes 11 and 12, and then the final four. That, and if you look at our board, yeah. I know they can't see our board, but maybe they can see our board. That's what connected with us. And it kind of pisses me off. I'm not going to lie. It pisses me off a little bit that we could have had so much more of the good stuff. Or even a less of a hard split. I don't know. I'll leave it there, though.
Episodes 13 through even really 16 were pretty egregious.
Dude, that shit was awful.
They were cooled down in the worst way possible. And I just always love to bring this up because, like, it's not always about meathead for me, man. I'm telling you, dude, go watch Frieren. Like, that shit is the least meathead show of all time. And it is pure just about the adventure. That's literally, it's my mouse pad. I love Frieren so much. I'm staring at the three main characters of that show right now on my mouse pad, bro. Like, I love that show. And, like, that's how you do adventure. The adventure in this, it just didn't, like, the adventure in this post Demon World 3, again, if you don't watch all the podcasts, that's what I mean. It just wasn't there. Like, you're right. Like, I'm staring at our, I have a Express.
Maybe we can put it up here on the board so people can see like what we mean.
I'll give it to
you can literally see, and I think the finale, like, it pays off these episodes. These are the what it pays off. But it does. It's again. It's great. I mean, it pays it off in a great way.
I'm gonna give this to Toasty right now so that you guys can kind of see like what, for those of you that watch. By the way, if you're audio listeners, I'm gonna make sure like Toasty gets that posted. Toasty, if you're not familiar, is our quote unquote podcast manager. We've been being behind on the audio podcast. I'm gonna make sure he has those up for you guys because I've seen the support on Spotify and I appreciate you guys. It's like freaking awesome. They can leave comments on. I gotta pull a Spotify comment 1 week, Donald. We gotta do it.
Spotify comment. We should. Those are the hardcores.
Yeah, I think the best way to describe this episode, and like for me, is it could have just finished and then went and played video games, but it actually finished and it cuddled us, you know, in the best way possible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's an intimate fucking way to describe it, but yeah, I was feeling pretty spooned.
Yeah. Like I don't know. Like again, I know people are gonna have their problems with it, but I.
Where the fuck did that come from? What? I'm not gonna lie, bro. You hit me with like a fucking recoil blast attack. That shit came out of nowhere. Like
well, because we're summarizing the episode. I'm justifying my 10, Dotto. Damn.
Why'd you make me think about the show hitting us and then going to play video games with the boys, bro? Like that shit made me feel used, dog. Like. Like what the fuck?
I don't feel that way though. It could have felt that way.
I don't
feel that way. You know what I mean? Like that's I think that's the best way to describe it right now. I think that there are many ways they could. I think there are many ways that they could have ended this show, and I think that this is probably one of the better outcomes in totality. So
I think so.
I
agree.
I enjoyed dating. Yeah. I enjoyed dating a lot more than I enjoyed episodes 13 through 16. I will tell you that. So. Yeah,
13 through 16, looking back, I'm sure I would give those lower
those
scores,
would be lower,
by the way.
Yeah. I was being generous with my sevens.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sure watching the series again, like those early episodes might get some hits too. Like one of those, like what did I give?
You gave episode 3 and 4 a 9, Dotto. Like you were grazing the shit out of those, man.
Bro, because to be honest, like the adventure was good at that point. And the plane, I'm sure if we look back, it's probably like, oh, dude, the plane got stolen. That is hype. Dude, that was the first time the plane went missing or broke down, bro. Like, watching it back, that shit would change, dog. Like, get used to seeing this. But
I did see a lot of people on the internet complain about the planes. Like, we weren't alone on that. Like,
yeah, that narrative got spun out of control. Like, that is the hater narrative, by the way.
Oh, is it?
When haters talk about Daima, they bring up the plane breaking down every 2 seconds.
I will say, though, that was egregious. Like they did that. They did it too many times, man. It happened too many times. So like it was funny, you know, to do it like twice, but didn't it happen like 4 times or something like that? Like,
Afro Senju just posted a tweet. Dragon Ball Daima was fire. Cool watching every week. Besides the final fight, that ending was trash.
What?
And then, oh no, he said how Daima transitions into Super is the plot hole of hell. This is what I'm talking about, bro. They're not the same show. Oh god. Oh no, well, but, dude.
I you know what, this is crazy because I was on the side, I was on the opposite side of you where I was like trying to convince you that it was super connected because of that episode. Why do you do the episode with the Glens and connect it in them escaping the demon realm to all become Kais and blah, blah, blah. And you literally show characters we've only ever seen from Dragon Ball Super. That was very much so clearly them trying to do that connection. But then you now that we're here in episode 20, I'm on your side. I'm like, hell fucking no, this ain't the Dragon Ball Super timeline. Like, how are you going to convince me this is the Dragon Ball Super timeline? You're not. I'm sorry. Like the only way you're convincing me this is the Dragon Ball Super timeline, by the way, Dotto, is if they completely redo Dragon Ball Super now. Like, it's
yeah, they would have
done
to,
with these new roles.
Yeah, because, dude, I feel so bad because, again, that Japanese fan, I don't know if he was just being an internet guy, but he was like, we've known this is a branching timeline. And again, I don't know if he was just being an internet guy or if there was some sort of report or interview that we just didn't see over here. But like, I don't know. Like, and again, I get it because I am one of those canon people. Like, what the fuck? This makes no sense to the canon. But this is not like the same canon timeline. Like, this has to be different, right? This has to be. And it honestly, if it's not, then I agree with you. I agree with everybody. This would brutally affect my opinion on the episode. Honestly, the whole series. To me, Nano, as a person sitting here with you right now, if this is not a branching timeline, I really dislike this show. Because what the fuck? Like, it makes no sense. Brutally makes no sense.
I don't think it's related to Super.
I don't think it is.
I think legally, I just legally think they can't relate it to Super because that would be touching on Shueisha's like IP holder bullshit, and like I don't think they can do that. So I literally don't think it can legally. I think that they are going to. I think if it comes back, they will continue to sort of like skirt that line of trying to keep the people that do care about that somewhat entertained by the idea that maybe it's in that timeline, but they'll never fully confirm it because they legally can't, and it legally isn't. I just ran out of space on my PC. So
Welcome back, bro.
But we are back. I don't even remember what I was talking about now because that like really, really threw me off. Do we hear the music though?
Yeah, bro. I think it was just about to come in and then it might have overloaded your PC. That probably did it.
That's what it was, dude. Toasty was injecting this crazy awesome. People have asked for the full link to this, Dotto, but I don't know what to tell them for that because you're the one that has that. Because they're like, we want the full theme, and I'm like, well, I don't know, man. But
this pretty much is the full theme. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't pay for a whole song, guys. I paid for just this music, guys.
We were trying to create key moments here, Dotto, and you went cheap on that.
It still wasn't even that cheap. I mean, this is high quality music we're listening to.
And this is crazy. See, look, I'm giving you guys an extended version of it right now, except our voices are like plastered all over it. Anyways, we appreciate you guys. We'll see you guys in the full Diamond review next week. Bye.
Bye.